This is a podcast from Minute Media.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
you're feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
Oh! I'm Ron Burgundy.
Holy. You are Ron Burgundy.
My goodness.
We've gone full coach goose mode right now, boys.
If you're listening to this, coach, shave the beard. Left the stash.
Oh,
honestly, real.
I watched Top Gun. I took out my buzzer to go and trim the beard, and this just happened.
You
went
full rooster on
it. It just happened on my face. Like, I just couldn't. Just like happened. I got there, I was like, and I couldn't shave it off.
What if you were combined? It was a rooster and goose. Gooster. You're Gooster. You're the father and the son.
Kyle Gooster. The Gooster.
Kyle the Gooster Duggan for this episode.
Gooster McGavin over here.
I just want to say, I popped up on this, like, ready to start doing the podcast, and I saw him for the first time. He didn't send us a picture or anything.
No.
To tell you, it looks good.
Oh, it looks
Guys,
great.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. Having a mustache, you don't realize you have the mustache. Like, you go about your day and you forget that it's there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're getting looks and reactions like you guys. You're like, I have a mustache.
I'm giving off pretty damn awesome.
I got
right
a little, got a little caterpillar on
giving off those DILF vibes, bro. Chill out.
All right, gang. Well, we've got plenty to talk about this episode. Some stuff going on with the Chargers. Specifically Justin Herbert. We've got a Bolt Insight, a fan focus, and as always, an Ask Bolt fam. But let's start it off shouting out one of our listeners, one of the friend of the podcast, Gavin Gibson.
Gavin Gibbs. The merch.
Who decided to ascend beyond natural human elevation and went 3,770 feet of steep, boggy torture, as he described it. Which is he climbed to the top of Ben Lewis, which
in
I guess
Scotland.
It's in Scotland.
Yeah, we had Gavin, and he was a fan focus not too long ago. He's the man, and he said he was going to buy the hoodie and he was going to wear it to rep us at the top of this mountain.
Well,
and I feel so repped right now.
Absolutely.
I love this picture.
Very repped.
I mean, very repped.
I can safely say that I've never been higher, bro.
Oh, dude,
Gavin. That's like as high as I've ever been, man.
What is it? What is that thing like when you can't go somewhere, but they make that little Stanley thing where they like take you around and travel you around?
Oh, flat Stanley?
Yeah. Okay. That's us on the sweatshirt, dude. We're traveling. We're travelers. Yeah. We travel
world
the world.
Travelers.
Been around the world. Thank you, Gavin. For taking us as high as we've ever been. That is
a
gorgeous
you,
view. Like that,
yeah,
he striking. Responded to the original post and like showed what it was. And it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So hope it was worth the trek and hope we kept you warm enough up there. And then I don't understand this. There was a video that was posted of Justin Herbert post haircut, and it was just like, it was this weird video where like somebody had their phone and they were just like,
yeah, it was very avant-garde cinema.
And Justin's just like sitting there very quietly, like he's not looking at the camera or anything like that. He's just straight eyes down, like, just get it over with.
I know we all are short of news right now. And let's be honest, there's not a lot of Charger news right now. But there's a part of me that being a 37, almost 38-year-old man, and I saw this, and I was like, you know what? I fucking love him. He's handsome. Like, literally, I just had a moment where I was like, what is wrong with me? What is happening?
Oh, I can't believe it took you this long. He's an absolute stud. The guy is, he's
gorgeous.
A heartthrob. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't realize how serious it was until this haircut video popped up. And I was like, you know what?
How serious your love affair was?
It's real.
Very, very, very serious.
Real. Very real.
So I don't know the story behind it, but it was just, he said he needed to get a haircut. He got it cut. And blessedly, it wasn't like previous haircuts where it was shape, like,
it wasn't, yeah.
It wasn't John Lott going
in. It wasn't John Lott
in that weight room. Remember when we interviewed him about that? Yes. It's just like, yeah, put on number one.
Just get
take it down.
Take it down.
Take it down to the roots.
I think that was a Justin Herbert peer pressure rookie season deal.
Oh, dude, Andy's got like sponsors shit now. Like, if he's tired of being asked about his haircut, that question came up so much that year that his rookie year where he cut it. He was like, I'm not doing this. I have to go to a stylist. I'm not going to a barber. I'm going to a stylist.
Well, and just like...
You're LA now, dude.
You've got the hair, man. Like, not all of us can say that. Like, fucking show it off, man. Like, wear it loud and proud because the flow, it looks amazing. So, well done. Thanks for just trimming it up and not just totally ditching it all.
Yeah, big fans of the trim.
Big
yeah.
fans.
As you can see, Kyle's got a legit... Yeah. Did you guys coordinate this? Did you see this video and then did it? Or was it the other way around? Are you?
I didn't see the video, but maybe it was like a subliminal telepathic thing between me and Jay.
You felt it.
I picked up the trimmer, I don't know why I
felt the need.
And let it go.
I'm feeling a little jealous right now. I'm just saying.
I felt the need. The need for stash.
The need for stash.
All right. Well, looking over at the calendar, there were some dates that were released about Chargers rookies reported July 18th, and Chargers veterans July 26th for training camp. And then they've got some practices set up for July 27th through the 30th. And then I'm guessing August 1st, 5th, 6th, 7th, 10th, and 11th, 17th, and 18th. But those 17th and 18th training camps or practices is going to be against the Cowboys.
And you know what's cool about those? It's for season ticket members only.
Right. So all of the practice.
You can't. No. Wait, the last two, the actual heads up with the Cowboys. So
yes.
I think what the Chargers are doing is like, okay, you could sell your tickets, but... the only way you can get them really is if you're a season ticket holder. So,
but can you sell those tickets too?
You probably can, but it's another step. And if you have them, why don't you just go? Let's just make it powder blue, okay? Let's just fill that up. I know there's a lot of Cowboy fans around.
Just
but
freaking
I'll
go.
I'll be there.
Just go.
William? 17th, 18th?
I don't see why not.
All right. You heard it
mustache
here first,
mustache confidence
folks.
Coming in hot. I love it.
Yeah. Mustache confidence. I'll be at one of the days. Maybe not both.
That might be the episode title, Mustache Confidence.
So, yeah, it'll be great to see these guys practicing again. It feels like it's been forever. I mean, now that we've got to wait till we got to wait basically a month now to see practice. Yeah. We've got
far away.
There's more training camp, I guess, that comes up on the 18th, but still. 18th, it's the 27th today. So long ways away. So if you thought today was a dry news day, hold on to your socks because the next month is going to be a whole lot of nothing. Like, did you see what socks going Justin Herbert next week. Put on today?
It
made me fall in love with him all over again.
I thought I loved him, but these socks.
But with these socks.
Over the top.
It's out of control. The guy's unstoppable.
What can you do?
The guy's unstoppable. Unstoppable.
Well, the one thing you won't find over at our website, chargerchat.com, is socks, because we've got t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers, and we've got a member section where you can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers and ask questions and ask both fam over at our website, chargerchat.com. All right, gang. Well, now it is time to go on to the next segment. It is Bolt Insight. What will we be inciting today? Mustache.
As soon as that clock starts, your ass is mine.
When I met Justin Herbert, man, that dude is big as hell.
The goal is to just keep it rolling.
We'll come in hype because we have a lot of things to be excited about.
All right, guys, we are back with another Bolt Insight, and we have a familiar face. Maybe 100 episodes ago, something like that. We got
it was a long time ago.
Bobby from Chicago. He's back.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Good to be back.
Dude, it's good to see you, man. In a different capacity this time, too, because last time you were on, it was fan focus. Now we're rolling Bolt Insight. You're moving and shaking. You're doing something up there in Chi-Town.
We continue to change positions and just keep making our way up.
I love it, dude. So if you didn't know, Bobby is the chapter president for Die Hard Bolt Club Chicago. And it's awesome. It's like one of the closest chapters I have to me. I haven't had a chance to get up there and like hang out with everyone yet. But, you know, tell us a little bit about your chapter and what you guys are doing up there.
Yeah. So we are kind of in a rebuild right now, actually. We had a few chapter members. I know, you know, Dan, Chargers nerd. He was one of them. We had a few others that were in Chicago over the past few years and have kind of moved out of Chicago, moved, you know, to Texas, or Dan's moving to Portland, et cetera. So we're kind of in, you know, kind of a rebuild. But just in the past, you know, month or two, we've gotten 7-8 new members, which has been awesome. And we are, you know, stoked to keep that number growing. So, you know, as we get closer to the season, we've already, you know, we keep a kind of a bar partnership around the city. We're going to keep that going. We're going to keep trying to get new members up there and, you know, continue to spread. You know, a lot of our members aren't necessarily in the immediate Chicago area. They're a lot of, you know, Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois.
Sure.
And so, you know, even getting them to the city for a game or two is going to be awesome, and just getting them to experience it. So that's first step, right? We want to build, and then, you know, Chicago will kind of see us grow itself.
Absolutely. What's it like, you know, having a chapter? Because, you know, Chicago is like one of the oldest football towns that there is. It's like one of the oldest teams. Yeah. What's it like being a Charger fan, taking over a bar, making it a Charger bar in Chicago?
It's awesome, because when we first started going to the bar, it's Finley Dunn's, for, you know, for those that are in Chicago listening, it's Finley Dunn's up on the north side. You know, when we first started going, it was totally packed with Bears fans. But the nice thing is the Chargers obviously play the 3:30 slot here, and the Bears play the noon slot. So by the time the Bears game is over, they've lost, you know, they've made their way out. We're coming in with some hope. We're coming with dreams, and we kind of take over the bar. No, it's been awesome. The bar's been super welcoming. They, you know, when we first kind of got there, they started making us like a kind of a blue drink. So that was
sweet.
Some cool stuff. Like I said, the owner's been awesome. The Bears fans honestly are pretty welcoming, because for a lot of the same reasons, we're kind of, you know, hearts broken. We haven't won a lot over the past, you know, 20 years in terms of playoff games, et cetera.
Our pain is mutual.
I think they kind of understand the situation we're in, and you know, we're both in kind of a growth, you know, new quarterbacks, stuff like that. So it's been awesome.
Well, and for like Chicago Bears fans, I'm sure them leaving the bar, or maybe they might hang out at the bar, because we have one of their players. And it's funny, because when it was announced that we did get Khalil Mack, one of the first person I thought about was you. And like this, how being the Chicago Charger fan, how that must feel, seeing, you know, experiencing the Mac jerseys all around, the Bears jerseys all around. Now you get to wear a Mac Charger jersey all around.
Oh yeah. I just see people still walking and or you know, do you see it like the Dick's Sporting Goods? It's like on clearance now, it's on sale. Everyone's trying to get rid of their Khalil Mack jerseys. And I'm like, I'll take one of those, I'll throw it on, and then we'll paint it powder blue, and we'll go
love
from
it.
There.
I love it.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's so exciting. Like every, you know, my dad and my parents are Bears fans. So they're like, he texted me immediately as he was trading. He's like, oh, we got back nothing. Yeah. And he's like, he's going to be healthy now, and you guys are going to win and all that stuff. And it's just awesome that, you know, to kind of, you know, be in the city where he's been trading from. So
yeah
it's been sweet.
Well, that's exciting. Well, and then also our defense is totally different.
Oh yeah.
Totally different than last year. What are you excited about for this defense?
It's so exciting. Finally, it feels like turnovers are coming. Turnovers are on their way. You know, force the quarterback's hand, make him throw the pass in a, you know, tight pocket. You know, that's the name of the game. For whatever reason, under, you know, since basically second year Casey Hayward, third year Casey Hayward, it's been like so hard to pick any quarterback off, or it feels like, you know, there's just not much from that side of the ball. And, you know, with pressure from both sides, and then now JC Jackson, obviously Asante, hopefully being healthy for the full year, Michael Davis, hopefully having a bounce back year. I mean, there should be room for a pick on every passing down. I mean, just send them.
Yeah, just send. Well, and it's so interesting, the stat where it's like JC Jackson has the same amount of interceptions as all the Chargers combined since 2020. That's a stupid stat.
Oh yeah. Or even like, what is it? Since 2015, I think he has the third most interceptions in the NFL, and he's only been in the league since 2018.
Years. Like, yeah.
So all, you know, anything like that, where you have a guy who's notable already in a few years, but he's also just continues and consistent picking the ball off. I mean, that's huge. It's just so exciting.
It's rad. And, you know, Justin and the offense, that goes without saying. That's just,
oh yeah.
it's gonna be a wild year. So are you, because we hung out at Thunder Alley last year, are you gonna pilgrimage back?
We will not be at SoFi this year. At least I will not be at SoFi this year.
Bitch.
But we just booked to San Francisco.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be at the Niners Sunday night football game, and then we are also going to the Indianapolis game.
Right on. So you're representing us where we need you the most.
Oh yeah, on the road
in enemy territory.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll still get out there and see a few games, but not back to SoFi this year, unfortunately.
Well, you let us know so we can throw some more back. But let's get you out of here on this bad boy. You know, if somebody in the Chicago area, somebody up there wants to become a part of your chapter, what's the best thing for them to do?
Yeah, they can reach out to us at DHBC Chi-Town on either Twitter or Instagram. You can reach out to me. I think it's BCalDrone3. I don't follow my own Twitter very often. But feel free to reach out to me at either of those. Otherwise, we'll see you at Finley Dunn's on Sundays in the fall. It'll be, just feel free to come out and meet us and hang out. We're a great time. Like I said, excited for all the new members to kind of come meet and enjoy the fun. And obviously, this season's going to be exciting. So I think it'll be a lot of fun for everyone who's kind of new to the fandom.
That's going to be crazy. I'm praying I get a call for a job up in Chicago around one of the games so I can come hang out with you guys. That's something I really want to do.
Yeah. Even if you don't get a call, just come up and hang out.
I'm just going to roll up six. It's exactly. Only 7 hours. I could do that.
We've done the opposite.
Done crazier stuff for sure. So, all right, Bobby, well, it was a pleasure, man. Thank you so much again for coming on. And dude, it's awesome chatting with you.
Thanks, Kev. I appreciate it, man.
Well, Bobby, it is such a pleasure having you on, bud. You are just such great energy. And
love it. Chicago way.
And I love the invasion of the Chicago bars. to just kind of squeak in and be like, yeah, hey, you know what? This is a charge bar now. Deal with that.
Very bold move.
Bold move.
Going into Bears territory. Those fans can get pretty rowdy.
Oh yeah, for sure. I went there with the wife once for a Packer game. And
oh, right.
It was intense. It's like a nicer version of the Raiders. Like they're not
they're not just completely
unredeemable.
So they got that going for them,
which is nice.
Awesome. All right, well, Bobby, again, thank you for coming on and chatting with Kev. Thanks, now brother. It's time to go on to the next segment, Fan Focus. What fan? Let's find out. Bit of a stretch, swing and a miss. Let's go.
Swing and a miss. All right, guys, we are back with another Fan Focus, and we are super pumped to have Bryce from Temecula. What's going on, Bryce?
What's going on? Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do this. It's been an honor, man. You guys are awesome.
We appreciate it. And I'm pumped because we saw you last season walking around in Thunder Alley, and it was like, dude, let's go and party. It was so much fun.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Honestly, I was grateful for you giving me that Charger chat pin.
Yeah, dude, you're one of the 30 that got one. So
yes, yeah, dude, that's awesome. I appreciate it. I actually have it hanging up on my shelf, man, in my entertainment center, dude. It's right. It's actually sitting right next to my Dan Fouts photo. So it's perfect, bro.
Honored to be near the Foutsmeister. We're honored.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Well, let's kick this bad boy off, man. How did you become a Charger fan?
Oh man, I love that question, brother, because it's been a journey. For me, it all started in 2001 when my dad first took me to my first ever Charger game. I was 11 years old, and they were hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. It was week 3, and I just absolutely fell in love, man. I fell in love with San Diego. I fell in love with the tailgating. I fell in love with the energy, the vibe, and Just, I'll never forget when Junior Seau laid a hit stick on Brandon Bennett, number 36, running back.
Yeah.
And dude, you can actually find the picture on Google. Like you can easily find it. Dude, the dude's chin strap is literally coming off. And if honestly, if you look close enough, you could probably find snot bubbles, dude.
Oh, shit.
And so, dude, so,
the program style. I love it. I love the reference. My brain's catching up to what you're talking about. Reference.
So that's what sparked the fire for me was probably Junior Seau and the city of San Diego and just the energy, man. Like, cause it was the first time I ever experienced when a, like a stadium of 65,000 people erupt after that hit, after that hit stick that he made. Yeah. And so, you know, my dad got tickets in plaza level, and I just had the most phenomenal time of my life. And then ever since then, my dad ended up, you know, obviously I'm very fortunate, and also I was spoiled as a kid because I did have a dad, a hardworking dad and a hardworking mom. You know, my mom still works until this day, but my dad eventually got season tickets in 2003.
Nice.
And we started going to all the games, and he had season tickets all the way up until like the Chargers moved to LA. My dad, he's not capable of going to the games anymore, but I mean, it's been a roller coaster. I mean, it's funny, man, because, so yeah, in 2001, that's what sparked the fire. But in 2004, that's when I earned my first star as a Charger fan. I was there at the AFC wildcard game when the Chargers host the New York Jets. Yeah. And I mean, my family literally had to carry me out of that stadium, dude, because it hurt so bad.
I know.
But honestly, I think that, but then I was there at the Patriots game too, the playoffs and the divisional game. And I've probably been to about 40 to 50 regular season games, and then probably three or four playoff games.
Awesome.
But, you know, as a Charger fan, you know, it's, you know, there's been a lot of wounds. There's been a lot of scars, but there's also been electrifying moments and also some great victorious wins. And, you know, and I'm just looking forward to see what this team's going to do this year. And, I don't think any Super Bowl or Lombardi Trophy could ever heal these wounds or heal these scars, but you know what, man? I know it's going to feel really damn good, and I'm looking forward to it, man. So
You will have earned it, my friend, for sure.
Yes.
And it's exciting. You're talking about going to games. You're talking about going to a lot of home games and that kind of thing. We're talking a little bit before this thing got rolling. Your kind of goal is to kind of hit some of the away games and be kind of a Charger rep at away games. So tell us about that, why you want to do a little bit more of that, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it all started when my dad took me on this. Here's my dad again. He took me on this fishing trip, and we got a chance to go visit Seattle. And he had a longtime friend that lived out there, and after our fishing trip, we had time to go visit him. And then I guess this was during spring training, and we got to go see the Seahawks. And this was the only other football stadium that I like ever saw besides Qualcomm Stadium. And that's what started me. I was like, man, I want to start seeing other stadiums. And I guess as a kid and that young, I kind of was just like, man, I want to visit other stadiums. Cause it's like, it's really a good opportunity and a chance to meet other people from different states. You know, I don't have too much traveling under my belt. And I just think it's a great way to grow and expand yourself and get out of your comfort zone a little bit. You know, I've been to so many home games that like, I just figured, you know, I need to start hitting some road games and see really what it's like out there and see, you know, meet other fans from other different teams and know their background, you know? And you know, it's like you said, you know, it's kind of nice to be outnumbered because it really kind of shows you who you are. And like, it kind of shows you some things you haven't learned or you don't know. And so I just think it's a great opportunity. So yeah, this year I'm aiming for the Atlanta game in Georgia. And then I'm going to the Kansas City game on Thursday Night Football.
Week 2?
Yeah,
I might see you there, brother. I might see you there.
Absolutely, bro. And so, and then I'm definitely going to be going to the Arizona game with my brother.
And there's nothing quite like walking out of an opponent stadium with a win. There's nothing quite better. Like that feeling.
Yeah.
Everyone hating on you, but you just like, you know, just enjoying that walk to your car.
Dude, so far, I'm actually undefeated. I went to Seattle the year that we went to the divisional playoffs and we got blown out by the Patriots.
Yeah.
That year we played Seattle and we beat them in Seattle.
I remember that.
And then I went to Pittsburgh, and my sister, it's funny, most of my family are Charger fans except for my sister. She's a Steelers fan. And when she found out that I was going to the game, she flew out and met with me. The Chargers won that game. And I actually remember that the weather in Pittsburgh that night was actually better than the weather in San Diego. And it was in December.
Crazy.
It was like 65, 70 degrees in Pittsburgh. And I looked on my phone. It was actually colder in San Diego. I'm like, oh, Looks like the Angels are with us. Looks like it's good football for the Chargers. Looks, all signs are up for the Chargers.
Sounds like we got to get a GoFundMe going for you to get to all these away games to get us some W's.
I know. That's what my brother said. That's funny you said that. So, and then what was the other game? And then I went to the Maryland game against the opener of last year, and we won that game as well.
Awesome.
And so it's been good, man. I feel like that's what my brother says. Like, dude, like, you bring good luck when you go, dude.
I like it.
So yeah,
we're counting on you week two, man. Let's get this win against the Chiefs. Well, my last question for you, Bryce, you know what? There's so many things to be excited about this season. If you could pinpoint one thing that stands out to you that like you're really excited to see with this Charger team, what is it?
Man, I think everybody's answer would probably see, you know, obviously win a Super Bowl and, you know, and at Lombardi. I mean, obviously, I can't wait for it. You know, obviously, that's what I want the most. But I whether we win a Super Bowl this year or not, I know it's going to be a special season. And I, you know, I honestly, I want to shout out to all the people in San Diego who, you know, felt heartbroken. But, hey, you know, I'm always open arms to the people in San Diego. You know, we'll always welcome you back. And, you know, that's the thing was when the Chargers moved to San Diego, I had no idea who I was going to root for. Like, this is my team, man. I already put a stamp on it a long time ago with those scars that I've earned. And I'm going to support them the whole way. But as far as, you know, what I'm looking forward to most, man, is just getting together with the fans again and just seeing the powder blue just shine. And, you know, all, you know, through all the bumps and the wounds and the scars, remember, we have to remember really what this game is about. And it's about bringing people together, whether we win or we lose, you 100%. Know, and, you know, and it's just, it's that energy and that vibe and just being able to hear that, you know, crowd, the stadium of 65,000 people erupt one more time. That's what gets us excited and it brings us hope. And yeah. And so other than that, man, I'm really happy that the Chargers have had a perfect attendance this year, man. They're showing up to OTAs. It's kind of nice.
It's exciting, man. So. It's going to be a great year. And, hey, it was awesome having you on, Bryce, and catching up with you again, man. We really appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you, man. And it's been an honor. You guys keep up the great work. You guys are definitely a rare breed, a rare bunch. And, can't wait to see this Charger powder blue spirit erupt again in the stadium and seeing all those other Charger fans out there, man. It's going to be a phenomenal special year. You guys freaking are awesome. Take care.
Thanks, brother. You too. And hit me up week two. Let me know.
Absolutely. If we'll do it, man.
All right, dude.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you later.
See you.
Well, damn, Bryce, keep up that perfect record on the road, man. Like,
I'm talking about.
You're very jealous.
The lucky charm on the road. I mean, obviously, you got to go to Chicago. You got to meet up with
get up there with to Bobby. Yeah, for sure.
Ensure the win up in Chicago. But I don't think we played them this year, do we, Chicago? No. Yeah, no.
Future
no.
year, whenever that future does year. Happen.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Just put it on the calendar. But awesome that I mean, obviously, dude, you're not alone in the pain of what we as Charger fans have dealt with. We, the ones who have stuck through it, through the thick and the thin, we feel it, man. We're with you together. I think a Lombardi trophy would heal the wounds. What about you guys?
I think it might, you know, like the, what is it in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, like the Holy Covenant, when they just grab the water and they pour
the
it
Holy
over.
Grail.
Yeah.
The Holy Grail. Yeah.
It's like the Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Sorcerer's Stone. You just touch that thing, live forever.
Yeah.
Kill Voldemort.
It's a hard reset.
It's a hard reset.
Delete. Let's roll. Let's go back to normal.
Yeah.
It's because of the pain that we've dealt with that it will just taste that much better.
That's what's going to make sweeter. It so much better. Yeah. Like,
it's
going to
make me be crying on the floor. That's where the crying, the real hard crying is going to come
from. And that's where the waterworks come from. Mm-hmm. But, Bryce, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with Kev. Again, love the energy. The energy of the interviews this episode has been.
I'm ready to run through a wall. Let's
tier,
go.
Top tier.
Yeah. Well, you sit down in that chair because you still got about 6 to 8 weeks before anything happens.
That's right.
If we keep this shit here for the whole month, let's go.
You don't want to peak like Austin says. Yeah. You don't go all out in training camp. Come on.
Right. Keep it
long
just
season.
Keep it steady. You don't have to go too high. Just keep it up here. Not so much here. We're here.
right in
the middle.
All right. Well, let's move it on to the next segment. Ask Bolt Fam. Let's get to it.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hey,
Hey, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his butthole. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
All right, let's start off this Ask Bolt fam with Gavin Gibson. Hey.
Hey.
Was this sent from the mountaintop?
That's what I was about to say.
You and great, me, buddy.
Great minds think alike. We're back. We're finally like getting it together again. Kyle's kind of distancing a little bit. Like we're really
connected. Mustache thing. Yeah.
It threw off, the energy. Not in a bad way. Just we're not synced up anymore, as you would like to say. So. Yeah,
we're a little bit more, all of us are complimenting a little bit.
That's
more.
Right. We're on different wavelengths. Yeah. We're complimenting each other. I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what Gavin Gibson had to say. It goes something like this.
There has been talks of Herbert extension already. Do you think that him being such a fan of the Chargers since he was a child will play a part in how talks go in the future? Also, how much do you think he'll get an extension for and over how long a period? The Raiders, can love you, bye.
That's pretty good. What do you think? Let us know, Gavin. The voice. I felt pretty good about it, though.
I could have rolled my R's a little bit more, but
I can see you on a battlefield in Braveheart running with a kilt. I felt the energy.
Freedom.
All right. So, do we think his love for the Chargers will
I don't know.
Play he a is- part?
I don't know if that will as much. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. If that,
no,
that's what you're asking. He's gonna get so much money, and it's gonna be for like 10 years. It's gonna be 10-12 years. And
well, that's kind of just like the going thing now for young quarterbacks, right? Their second contract is always going to be almost like always double digit years now, mm-hmm. if they're any good, because you're just gonna lock them up for the whole entirety of their prime.
Mm-hmm. What's his number?
10.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what we roll. That's a 10-year deal.
What's the average? How many mil a year?
25. 26.
Seems a little low.
That's $260 million, all of it guaranteed.
For 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes got half a billion.
Patrick Mahomes got $500 million.
Yeah.
I went back in time. Let's say $1 billion.
10 years. 10 years. $500 million.
Yeah. All right. Let's go $60 million a year. 10 years. $60 million.
Oh, guys, we can't do this math. These numbers are too big. I mean, none of us know salary cap, but it sounds like it's all going to Justin.
It will be.
It's just going to be Justin Herbert and a bunch of undrafted free agents every year.
I mean,
we can't sign them to another contract.
Especially if we bring home a trophy. If we bring home a trophy, there's no telling how much money this guy's going to make.
Patrick Mahomes got his extension after that Super Bowl.
But you still get those like 2 years where they do those weird contracts where it's like the first year, $500,000. Year three, $25 billion. You know what I mean?
Like it's we just backload the whole thing to 1 year. It's we just forfeit the season. It's
It's $1 million every year until the last year where it's like
$480 million.
Exactly.
That's when we go, well, it's about time we put Chase Daniel in, see what he can do for a full season.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, the only thing I'll say about it is Justin's response to interviews and stuff like that, as far as being like he loves the Chargers, he loves being there. He doesn't strike me as somebody who is disingenuous when he makes those kind of comments. He's always somebody that he deflects anything that's said about him as far as anything good. I don't think anybody's ever said anything bad about him, but I'm sure he would deflect that too.
Always some reader.
But there's something about how genuine he is and how genuine his character is that I just don't see it ever being an issue about him ever going like somewhere else or worried about money or anything like that. I mean, realistically, the head office should just be like, here's a check. Please be gentle and we'll come back later.
Be gentle. Here's my safe word. Please. Gentle.
But we'll see what happens. Gavin, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to 12 Venado.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question?
A couple of questions. Number one, if the Chargers win the Super Bowl, do you think you'd cry? I'm pretty certain I'd legit cry like a baby. Number two, I think Justin Herbert has the chance to be the greatest Charger ever. What do you guys think?
I'm going to start crying thinking about the potential.
I'm going to start crying right now.
I almost teared up. I saw Charger jerseys in like a Super Bowl, like confetti coming down and the stage being built. Like I saw it and almost started crying.
You had to do that thing where like you look up and you're like blinking, yeah. Like, come on, get the back in there, you stupid tears.
I just swallowed it. I had to swallow it down.
Oh, I'm getting a little watery right now.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a real embrace between Kevin and I and legitimate cheers.
Oh yeah.
And then, yeah, that's going to be fun.
It's going to
be
an emotional moment. It's going to be
one
moment.
Of my favorite cries of all time.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Best therapy we'll have ever had.
And then the second question.
All that childhood trauma you called
we'll
me.
We'll just bleed it out of our eyes with our tears.
I f***ing love you so much.
I'm sorry for locking you in the garage with that Chucky doll.
All right. Well, the second question, Justin Herbert having the chance to be the greatest Charger ever.
Sure.
The trajectory for it, 100%.
If he can win the Super Bowl,
If he wins the Super Bowl, then why wouldn't that make him the greatest Charger ever?
It'll be a first.
Yeah. So I think absolutely has the chance to do that. And if his stats continue in the way that they're going right now, then it's without a doubt that he could potentially be that. So
100%.
12 Anato, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Carl Bolingtoft.
Carl.
Who asked the question? Repping the Chargers and Derwin James at Roskilde Festival in Denmark. First festival after 3 years of COVID. So, what's a band guitarist, frontman, bassist, and drummer would make up your dream band using only current and former Charger players?
Good drunk one.
Sleepy drunk.
I think we've had this before. I think we have too.
I think we did
Corey Linsley as the drummer.
Uh-huh.
Are we still, does that still sound like the drummer of the squad? I mean, it's obvious who the lead guitar is. It's Austin Eckler.
Yeah, Austin Eckler's definitely on lead guitar. Frontman. I think frontman's got to be Justin, for the hair.
Honestly, it feels kind of like, I don't know, that's tough. The only way he could be the frontman, I don't know if you've ever seen Tool live. I saw him once. The lead singer is very antisocial and he's in the back of the stage, like in this like silhouette, just kind of being real creepy in the back. That's the only way I could see Justin Herbert really executing that, because he's not the guy you put it in front. He's not the front man.
I was really curious where you were going with this, but after you explained it,
he'd be in the back.
I wasn't expecting this.
I really was.
But that's what he did. It was so creepy. He wore like a black spandex suit in the back of the stage. Like he had his own little corner. Like, just really weird. But I would put Justin as the drummer, dude. No one gives the drummer any credit. He doesn't get to do anything flashy. He's just stuck there f-ing keeping the song alive.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Keeping our team alive.
All right. So lead guitar and drummer we got. But then we've got bassist and lead man. Or was there a lead man question?
Yeah. Front man, bassist,
front man. Okay. Guitar. Yeah.
I think Sebastian Joseph Day would be a great front man. He's got that energy. He's kind of outspoken guy.
Why not
energy.
Like a Derwin or
I think Keenan Allen would actually be a Keenan Allen at least has like some background in music, and I've heard him sing and Duke can carry a lovely
the keys,
tune.
Though.
But so, I mean he could all I mean, hey.
Tickle some ivories.
He can tickle some ivories. Yeah, he can do that too.
I'm in.
Okay. I like that.
But the bass.
Put your hands together.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who's gonna slap at a bass.
I kind of think Joey.
Joey's gonna slap at a people around this year. He might as well slap at a bass.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm open to other ideas.
That sounds like a good like, lineup.
I feel like a Mike Williams with those dreads could really slap at a bass.
Visually, I can absolutely see that.
But he doesn't.
Well, that's all we're going off of, guys. We don't know.
Hey, I said Keenan
Justin Herbert can drum. Yeah, Justin Herbert can't drum.
We know.
As far as we know.
I've seen Austin Eckler. He went in the end zone, Kyle, grabbed that inflatable guitar, and he f-ing went to town on it.
Justin Herbert can do whatever he wants to do, okay? Don't you pigeonhole him. Don't put him down before he gets a shot at slamming some drums.
Slapping some skin.
You know how I feel about him. Don't talk about
Sorry for offending you.
Thank you for apologizing.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our band. Who would you put in these positions, folks? Put it down in the comments below, and don't forget to smash that like.
There's got to be a better front man out there. Smash the subscribe, like, share, all of it. No. Drawings, giveaways, all of it,
et cetera, et cetera.
All right. All right, Carl, there's your drunken answer. Appreciate you asking the question. Let's move it on.
That was a drunken answer.
It's all over the place.
Let's move it on now to Die Hard Bolt Club, Oklahoma. Who asked the question?
Certified Fresh, maybe.
I don't know.
Certified Fresh, maybe.
I think I see Die Hard Bolt Club, and I feel so comfortable. Nope, they've been here before. I take it back. Not Certified Fresh. Boy. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Boomer Sooner.
Yeah.
All right, they've got a question that goes like this.
Oh, gosh, golly, I'm so, 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 so sorry for being late. I was busy praying to the stat lord Brandon Staley and lost track of time. Okay. So in my class, we are learning about the Cepheus paradox. So my question is, if you were able to trade for one player from each team in the AFC West, which player would you poach? The caveat is that we would have to send one of our players who starts at the same position. This will be a recurring question until we have gone through every division.
Ooh.
So buckle up, Buttercup.
Oh, man.
I like the idea of you have to give up a player from that position.
Right.
The same position.
Same position, yep.
All right. So you're looking at positions that you don't feel outrageously strong about on the Chargers in reality, right? So it's got to be one of those.
Right.
We're obviously not saying right tackle. All
right, hold on. I'm going to go look up some right tackles. I'll be right back.
Let us know the right tackle on each team of the AFC West. Right.
We'll trade for all of them.
Tackle.
You can have Trey. You can have Storm. You can have them all.
Yeah.
I want all their right tackles. But okay, let's just do one right tackle.
Yeah, one right tackle. The teams
and actually decide the other ones.
Well, what are the other positions that you would think would be doable to give up a starter?
I'm not giving up an edge rusher.
No.
I'm not giving up. It's the number three receiver. I don't have to give up their three for our three. We could just take Devontae Adams and give him Jalen Guyton, right?
Answer. Take it. That's good. Sounds fair.
Okay, done. Yeah.
It's a good fantasy trade.
That's a good one. And then we just need someone from the Bronco. I guess, okay, what position? You guys go. Come on.
I'm trying to think. Like,
running back two? But then we have to give up Eck. No.
No. Or you could give up. No, but you could give up anybody. You don't have to give up Eck, do you?
Anybody.
Like, it doesn't need to be Eck. It doesn't need to be Spiller. We could give up Kelly. We could give up Kelly.
For their RB3 or
does it have to equate to the RB3 or can we just get a whole bunch of ones for threes?
I mean, shit, if that's the case, then yeah, it's a freaking garage sale.
Yeah.
I'll take Javonte Williams for Josh Kelly.
Sure. Yeah. The easiest one would be Travis Kelce for
Gerald Everett.
Gerald Everett. I haven't even seen him play yet. Yeah. I'm not fully committed in my heart yet because I haven't seen him catch one of Herbert's sweet balls. Mm-hmm. I'd go with that. Because these are tied in one. So flip-flop those.
Yeah, that's a one for one.
Yeah.
There we go. So we kind of played by the rules.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. So that means we're taking the Denver Broncos right tackle.
Yeah, right? Whoever it is. It doesn't matter.
Who is that?
I don't care who it is.
Doesn't matter.
Sounds good. Upgrade. Yeah,
bring them over.
Right.
Yeah.
Sign them up. Sight unseen. Sign, seal, delivered. All right. Well, there you go. Dire Bolt Club, Oklahoma. Let us know if we played properly or if we kind of bent the rules a little too much, but we appreciate you asking the question. Let's move it on now to Benjamin Sanchez, who asks the question. I don't know.
Why are you making me feel?
Because I've not seen this name before. Benjamin, your mom?
Been jamming your mom?
This is definitely been jamming your mom is fresh as
come on.
Welcome and thank you for the name.
Who asked the question?
Sorry, I was looking up the right tackle of the Denver Broncos, okay? I got distracted.
All right.
Trying to do some research,
I'm trying to give you guys some actual info. Billy Turner.
That's not what we do here, dude.
All right. Let's focus on Benjamin, your mom, who asked the question.
Let's focus, guys.
Let's focus up. Eyes up here.
Who will have more TDs, Isaiah Spiller or our defense?
I still can't get over your name.
I had to, for everybody's reference, I had to cut out about 5 minutes of us just giggling like idiots because of this name. So,
Benjamin, your mom. you gotta become a regular, dude.
And then he gives us like a very serious
question. The name doesn't match the question at all. Oh, fucking awesome.
Benjamin, your mom. So
on a serious note, Mr. Your Mom. All right, Benny boy. Who's gonna have more TDs? Isaiah Spiller or the defense?
That's a really good question. Yeah, that's a really good question. Because, I mean, as far as running back goes, Eckler pretty much
20 just
annihilates all of the running back touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So there's not a whole lot to go around. So I'm going to take defense. I think we'll score four or so touchdowns.
So you think Isaiah Spiller's only good for three?
I don't know. I just don't think Eck's going to pull himself off the field when he has an opportunity to score. He's big into fantasy football. He likes scoring points for his owners. But I think he's going to go after the 10.
I think he wants to share. And that's what Isaiah Spiller does, right? He's the big back that is more of a goal line guy. So if we're getting down to the goal line and not, I think there's a chance Isaiah Spiller poaches. Because 20 is, that's pretty unrealistic for him to hit 20 again next season. And he's said.
Now you're going to talk down about.
No, but I hope he does. He very much could. But the expectations are, the whole time he's talking about, I need somebody to step up and fucking help me, guys.
Right.
You know,
help you.
I will be awesome. You also need to help me be awesome.
Right.
So I think Isaiah Spiller might have more.
Do you think he's going to have like four or five?
I think he's going to have five tutties. I think that's safe.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the rumbling around him is to be believed, which we've obviously gotten the seal of approval from LaDainian Tomlinson. And a lot of people have been making a lot of mentions about Isaiah Spiller being an underrated draft pick. So I would have to agree with Kevin. I kind of think Isaiah Spiller's going to get. I hope that Isaiah Spiller has more touchdowns than the defense. I think.
What if our defense is just that good? You projected our defense to have like 35 interceptions this year. We're going to take back a couple of those.
Absolutely. And I hope they do. Obviously, like if I'm wrong about anything, I would gladly be wrong about how many touchdowns the defense gets. So, I'm going to say, I think the betting man would say Isaiah Spiller. All right. Well, Benjamin Sanchez, thank you.
Dude, I need more of you in my life, okay? I just like to hear your name, okay?
We do love our creative names over here at the Charger Chat Podcast, so keep coming back. Let's move it on to the next one. Tom Telesco's burner account, who asked the question. Hey, man, did I tell you that I love you guys, man? I'm so grateful for all your podcasts and all the new ones sprouting up. The community keeps growing and growing, man. Kind of like what I got going on in my backyard, man. Oh, yeah, bro. My question is, what do you guys most like about Staley and the culture change? Also, it looks like Dean Spanos is finally willing to go all in and let me do some spending on free agent contracts and trades, man. I see us going in from here on out, bro. Chachos, fight for LA and we winning it, my guys. Bolt up, the Raiders, Donkeys, and those TikTok and Chiefs. Also, that coach's corner was fire, man. Nice insight on defensive ends, home chacho. Also, did I mention I love you guys, man? Fuck yeah. I'm charged like something that gets really charged up, man.
That was a good one.
That was a
Tommy
good one.
Teasburner. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for the love kind
you
words.
Too, yeah. Man.
We love you too, man. all right. So what do we like most about Staley and the culture change?
I like that we have a culture.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's
been a while.
I feel like everyone, like, obviously we had a culture in the past out of the necessity to have a culture.
Yes.
It just didn't ever feel intentional or authentic or communicated. You know, it just felt like a iron wall that we didn't get to see behind and didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like they weren't willing to divulge what the culture was. Whereas now it's very forward, right? He comes out and says, like, this is about relationships. I want to know the guys. I'm going to know their families. We're going to be in this together. It's all about relationships. And you can see it now in, like, the players and the way that they do their interviews is different. And the way that we can hear them talking about the team and their teammates and showing up to camp and all of this stuff is the culture that sometimes it's hard to put into words, but it's like, it just feels like we have one now, going mm-hmm. for it on fourth down, being aggressive, not, oh, it's first down, we're going to run. It's second down, we're going to run. Oh, it's third down, here comes play action. You know, it's like there's some surprise and excitement about the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. It's just, to me, it feels like a new breed of coach. Like kind of what you were saying, like the going for it on fourth down, the kind of shots he's taking, like the analytics. Like it's just a different energy than all the older school coaches we've had in the past that, it's just like they would come in and have like a good first year or second year or something. And then it would just become the same thing over and over again. I feel like every series, it's a new series, a new thing for Staley. And that's why it's so exciting that he's our head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just in the way that he talks and the way that he expresses his thoughts in a way that it's not confusing for anybody to understand. You can absolutely wrap your head around what it is that he's selling. And he's honest. He seems to be transparent. He hands out game balls. Like this is something that we're just not used to seeing in any way, shape, or form from any previous coach. There's really very little to not like about it. So, there's a lot to love. Tom Telesco's burner account. So, your secret is safe with us. Go ahead and start, you know, spending some more money in that off season. We like that. We like that over here at the Charge Chat podcast. Let's move on now to Nate, who asked the question. So my brother and I are planning to move in with each other, but he has been a diehard Bengals fan since like 2004. We both appreciate each other's teams, but when the playoffs roll around, all's fair in love and war. What advice can you guys give me to make sure I have the upper hand?
Establish dominance. Piss on some of his shit. Like just establish your dominance in
this is my house. I'm letting you live in.
Yeah. Establish the fucking dominance right off the bat. Like catch him off guard. Like make him be like, oh wow, maybe this wasn't the best idea. But then be like, oh dude, it's okay, no problem. I had to do it. I didn't want to do it. I had to piss all over your stuff.
And make sure he knows that there's consequences for actions. Yeah. All's fair in love and war, but there are consequences. Basically, just you're acting like his dad.
He becomes his dad. I was about to say that. Yeah. You're gonna take your brother. I'm assuming. I don't know what I'm assuming. Maybe younger. It works better if he comes in. He's the younger brother.
Doesn't matter. Younger brother can be the daddy too.
You're screaming daddy with that mustache, so I can't disagree.
His mustache.
I don't have a rebuttal.
It's a loudspeaker for daddy.
It's just so it projects on its own. Mm-hmm.
That, there you go, Nate. Get a mustache.
Mustache
it up.
Piss on instant his shit. Upper hand.
Yeah,
instant upper hand.
Done.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Set the tone there, Nate.
Establish dominance.
Yeah, there's consequences for action.
There are consequences, and if he wants to find out what those are, he's more than welcome to. But good luck with your living situation, and thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Mario Vences. Who asked the question?
Did I make it on time? Was I in? I was in. My question is, do you believe in the paranormal or aliens? If so, please tell us why. If you do believe in ghosts, would you like the idea of being a ghost yourself? Or if it's aliens you believe in, what would you talk to one about? F*** the Raiders. K, love you, bye.
All right.
Where are we? We haven't really talked. This isn't a topic we've ever really talked about.
No, because between it's the three Charger of us. Chat, not
no, I just
Area
mean in,
51.
I've known you since I was 16, Adam. We've never really talked about this. This is a unique.
Do you believe in
ghosts?
Ghosts,
yeah.
Or aliens? What, Adam?
Who's going to answer first?
I'll answer
you're
it first.
Yeah.
You're the oldest. I got to establish my time. Listen, mustache goes a long way. Grow a beard. That really sets the tone.
Yeah.
With grays in it, too.
With gray, yeah. That lets them know that you're older.
Yeah.
All right. If I had to believe in one of the two, I would say the alien seems most probable. Sure. I would like to believe in ghosts. I would really like to believe in ghosts. Like every time I see...
Like Casper or like creepy ghosts?
Honestly, either. I'd be fine with either because at least it would at least let me know that there's an afterlife.
There's something else. Yeah, yeah.
There's
there you
something
go.
Past the great dark void besides nothing. But I think aliens is probably more probable. And as far as what I would talk to them about, I would ask them, how can I get out of here? Take me with you. With freaking,
would you adopt me?
Yeah.
Can road I, trip.
Is there room for one more? Because holy hell, this world is can be pretty nutty sometimes, to say the least.
Good answer.
So there you go.
I'd like to come back as a spooky ghost and like, you know, like fun, you know, but like kind of scary at the same time. Like
a practical joker.
Yeah, like a practical joker. And like, you know, you bring your friend over. Like, I'm cool with the guy that owns a house, but he brings friends over to like scare the shit out of him. Like, he tells the ghost story and then they brings them up to the bathroom that I died in or something. And then I can scare the shit out of him.
Well, so you're going like, you're going Frighteners mode.
Yeah, more of a practical joker kind of energy.
Yeah. But you have a human friend that you guys are in.
Yeah, I got a tag team. Probably Kyle or Adam. You kind of bring them over. You know, maybe you can even make some money on it. You can charge it, you know, admittance.
Like Frighteners.
Ghosts. See, I don't even know what my ideas are anymore or movies I've seen, okay? Michael J. Fox rules, okay?
All right. Kyle. Take us home.
Bring this one in for a landing.
I don't know about aliens. It just seems like the universe is too gigantic for there not to be something.
Yeah. Right.
Just like thinking it through, I don't know. Obviously, I've never seen one, so I don't know.
Sure.
Ghost depends on how you qualify a ghost. I believe in spirits for sure. But like, ghost, I don't know. Ooh. I don't believe in...
Like the ghost of Christmas past, you're...
Yeah, like, I don't think Kevin's going to be haunting my attic, but I definitely believe there are spirits.
I wonder what the rules are, though. Do you have to, like, you can only... Is it like the Beetlejuice rules where you have to... You can only haunt where you died? Or can you just be, like, a free agent haunt, you know, ghost, and you can kind of go wherever you want? Yeah,
I do believe in spirits, and that's not confined to a space or a need to accomplish something to then move on.
Mm-hmm.
But... That is, I like the idea.
A waiver wire, like you could pick some up, you know, shift them around to different areas. Wire. Yeah.
Trade ghosts.
You've got a roster to fill.
Yeah.
Who can we bring up from the minors?
Yeah. This ghost is just too inconsistent. I can't count on it.
I got this one ghost. He's looking real promising. I got to tell you,
potential. I sent him down to Dallas. He worked with this guy. He looks good
this
now.
This guy's getting comfortable. He's just starting. He's not ghosts. Hitting the gym the way he was. Let's bring in some fresh blood.
Yeah,
or old or dead blood.
For sure. I love it.
Dead blood. Good one, Kevin.
All right. Well, there you go. A topic we have never talked about before, Mario Vences.
This might spin off a new podcast because that was a lot of fun.
We'll find out. Charger. Alien Ghost Podcast. Let's move it on now to Boltville 714, who asked the question.
Hi, guys.
guys, it's me again. I know I've probably have said this before, but I'm glad I found this podcast. It's been a staple for me to listen to during the off season. Now, being the nerd that I am, I notice your videos only go up to 720p. My question is, are you guys ever going to make the jump to 1080p? I mean, for Christ's sake, it's 2022. Do we need to sell more t-shirts or stickers?
Yes,
for sure.
If so, how many more do we need to make it happen? Oh, also, one more question, because it's bugged me since I first watched your intro, which, by the way, is my favorite intro of all the podcasters. Kudos to whoever put it together. Anyways, what the heck is the first line that is spoken on the intro? I'm sure it's a clip from another one of your guys' videos, but I have no idea what is being said, so lol. And who are the rest of the people on to merch? Was there five of you guys at some point? Lastly, f*** the Raiders. K, love you, bye.
All I don't even know what 1080p means, so I can't answer the question.
It just kind of, so when we started this thing, we were reinventing the wheel like it was nobody's business and like coming up with ways that we would edit this together. And 1080 right. was like, we'd have to buy a hard drive. We don't have any money. So we, yeah, f- it. You want to go 1080? Let's go.
Okay, well,
hang on, pal.
Hold on one second. So, to truthfully answer the question, I think the biggest thing is because of how separated we all are. Yeah. If we could all be in the same room, shit, this thing would be in 4K if we were all in the same room. But because we're all separated, it's harder to get that high of resolution.
I've already lost connection twice this episode.
Yeah, so. this is really difficult for us to get 720p.
He cut it out, but I disappeared for a hot minute.
From across the country.
There's a lot of the times Kevin's in Croatia or... Yeah. God knows where.
Yeah. So to ask him to send us a 1080p signal with a 2 megabyte upload, I think is asking a bit much sometimes.
But we appreciate that you want to see us so clearly.
I mean, hey, we'd love to show ourselves off in HD if we...
It's technically 720 is HD. It's just not
4K. Common.
It's not 4K HD.
Yeah.
I'm open, you know?
If we can make more money and we can up-res this shit and get better internet connection.
Everyone that's listening to this, go buy a sticker and we might be able to do it.
If we could just get $1 from every
Charger fan.
All right. And then the first line that is said at the beginning of the intro, I know what it is.
Say what it is.
Is from Justin Herbert's first game. It's not one of us, by the way. It's actually Austin Eckler, mm-hmm. who said, you straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
That's when he knocked the linebacker out.
Correct.
It's Eckler saying it.
It was Eckler saying it. Eckler came up to Herbert after he just steamrolled that Kansas City linebacker.
Knocked him out on the sideline.
Knocked him on his ace and made sure that Herbert was okay. Like, you straight up knocked him out. Are you all right? Like,
you cuckooed that dude, bro.
You cuckooed. Straight up cuckooed that dude, bro.
Yes. Yeah, so he rung his bell and Austin wanted to make sure that he was okay. And then as far as all the guys on the podcast, well, if you watch the podcast, then you got to be watching the Friday episodes because that's when we have Craig. The one and only Craig for the Craig Experience.
And biweekly, the Mod Meister, Mike Modlin.
Mr. Mike Modlin, yes. Yeah. So it started as just the three of us, but as the podcast has gone on, we have acquired more talent from the waiver wire. So we've included them on the on some of the merch. So
yeah, they're part of the show, big part of the show. They're recurring stars.
Yeah. They are the
And Wool Dog and I split duties. I do the flashy edits and Wooly is the
Kevin absolutely did the intro. So yeah, if any kudos is to be sent, it's absolutely to Kevin for that intro because that is such a fun intro.
What about my body rolls and stuff? Yeah,
you do have some dope. Pretty solid.
We need to shoot some. I'm excited.
Especially
for
that end shot where you're like this.
That was like 3 years ago. We're going to have to reshoot some of that stuff.
We are going to have to
update
that. We're
going
to
jack up the next one even better.
And hey, that might be in 1080p. So
if you're lucky.
Boltville 714, thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with another chapter from Senior Snappy.
He's back.
Of the Wool Dog Story, Chapter 5. It's about to get crazy. Hold on to your butts.
So there you are, Wool Dog, lazing the hot summer away alongside a glistening pool. Your white suit looks very fashionable in this part of Mexico. The finely brocaded lapels are a nice touch for a man of your means and influence.
So tell me what's more, Don Wolpero. How did you come to bless our humble village?
It wasn't always this way, Senorita.
Hey, Senora Woldog, you must wear this blindfold and come with me.
The Luigi voice. What the fuck?
It was a long, uncomfortable ride, Woldog, but you are now at your destination. Your blindfold removed. You are directed to a folding chair. A single light bulb hangs from the ceiling, casting an eerie glow. You can barely make out a sign on the wall. It says, Holy Roman Tunnels and Chiclet Dispensary.
Probably a front.
We have heard of your brutal efficiency at Muerte and your uncanny skill at avoiding capture. The cartel needs hombres such as this at all times. But today, what we really need are voice actors.
What kind of voice do you want?
Let your heart decide, Wolpero. But here is the script, and the recording studio is over there.
Best get to work, Wolpero. Well, now you've finished your read, but something isn't right. The engineer has vanished without your notice. And the tough guys accompanying him are nowhere to be found. The tape stopped rolling. It's just you and the silence. Nothing to do but wait. Except, Woldog, did you think it would be that easy? Frijoles, machos, y agua for your first meal in Tijuana was asking too much. You tried fitting it in too fast. Even if your soul is ready to start new life, as a Mexicano, your body needs time to adapt.
Oh, no.
Yes, Montezuma has come to settle the score. But where to go? Cross-legged, you search high and low for an answer. A bucket, anything. The room is very dark. You see no exit except a door leading to El Don's chamber. Entering uninvited is unforbidden. It may not go well for you. Some light peeks through a part of a dilapidated wall. You could try to break through. If you can hold on, the tough guys might come back and show you the way if they don't find your suffering more to their liking. But no, you have only one choice, and time has run out.
Wow.
Wow, you're gonna have to Kool-Aid man right through the wall, dude.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no.
Oh no. Shit your pants. What do you do? Well, dog, what do you do?
So I don't know that I would have gone. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I love Luigi and all, but I don't know if he would have. I would just let him blindfold me and take me somewhere.
His voice is disarming. Of course,
it is very disarming.
It's too late. What's done is done. Yeah, you're right? We all make bad choices.
We do.
Just gotta figure a way out.
So, God, yeah. So if there's only one door,
so you can go to. The Don's bathroom, but you'll probably be murdered.
But if that's
if
the only door, I'm using logic.
No, there's a crack in the wall. You could break through the wall. Okay, but I mean, yes,
it's a crack in the wall. It's not those necessarily a door. I don't know if it's
there's extra effort involved with the crack, for sure.
But there's not certain death waiting on the other side.
No, but my thought is, okay, so if I was blindfolded and brought in here, if that's the only door, then that had to be the only door that I even came through. So I think if I... Because I can hold it pretty well. I'm not...
Montezuma well?
Montezuma?
I mean...
That's some...
I can...
Shit.
I, kinda. I have a pretty high pain tolerance when it comes to stuff like that. My shit tolerance is pretty
high.
You've
built up a capacity I really to have. Hold on.
I mean, I'll probably regret it when I'm 80, but I think for right now, I've still got a muscle that can I can flex.
She's taking this day off. I'm not shitting today.
I think if that's the only door, I am running through that door and just looking for the next door. I'm not looking just at my fire surroundings.
The whole room as you run through
like,
it.
I'm doing that walk that like you're just like
a penguin.
Boom, yeah, just like popping through. Take a survey of the area and then whatever the next door is, go for that. Until I can find comical. A bathroom.
If you'd be really like, whoa, what's going on? If some guy walked in like,
yeah, it's like Dumb and Dumber when he's stuck. Takes all the X-lax and he's on the date.
Yeah.
So I think if I at least make it comical, they won't hurt me.
I think that's the move.
I think I've got to
always turn to comedy.
Yeah, because I mean, I could wait it out, but. No, not when it's this bad. You gotta make a move. Because if I bust through a wall, I don't even know what's on the other side of that wall. Yeah. I could be busting into like a gun cartel or something like that.
You
miss 100%
of the shots you don't take.
Right. So, I think even though
best
the Don's door, I got to go through the only door available. That's what I would do.
I wonder if we're going to run into like a, you know, Godfather movie next.
It's so fun, like choose your own ending story.
Yeah, I wonder what happens next.
You selected door number one.
I selected the door, Senior Snappy. What does my fate entail? We'll find out in a couple weeks or so, I'm sure. But thank you for giving us another chapter there, Senior Snappy. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bolt fam. Kind of kept it a little short this week, but hey. It's the off season.
Short and sweet, baby.
We're talking about ghosts and aliens over here at the Charger Chat podcast. So
ghosts, aliens, and pajamin' your mom.
Pajamin' your mom. Montezuma's revenge. Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
Scottish mountains. All of it. Mountains.
Haircuts. All of it.
Right.
Mustaches.
It's a wild one.
So,
we covered a lot today, boys.
We covered a lot of ground, but I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
I just want to preemptively say, Kyle, in about a week, you're supposed to have something coming, and we're excited for you, my friend. We love
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Baby boy number three will likely be here by the next episode.
The Duggins.
Another bowl, baby.
The Duggins are trying to start their own football team. Will they accomplish it? Only time will tell. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Let me guess. You got yourself a mustache because you thought it'd give off Big Daddy vibes, but it's just not quite doing the trick. Hey, man, we've been there. Time to take it to the next level. With Goosters Mustache Wax. Whether you're rocking a Ron Burgundy, Mike Ditka, Raleigh Fingers, or the coveted Tom Selleck, nothing makes that mustache sing quite like Goosters Mustache Wax. Pick some up to assert your dominance today.